Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is happening? It is episode 337 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh. We're all out of order right now. Player 2, Johnny, what's up?
What's going on? I guess I'm the leader. I'm up top.
Crawler, what's going on, baby?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you. Been playing Cheesy. Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon. Cheesy, what's up?
What's going on, Cheese Curds?
What is happening? All right. Well, you guys know the routine. N64Josh.com/store. Check out all my Nintendo recommendations. All the Black Friday deals going to be happening. Go check it out.
Yeah, what'd you buy? What'd you buy this week, Josh?
What I buy this week? I bought a lot of stuff. Bought a lot of gifts. Yeah. I don't know if anybody that I bought those gifts for listens to this, so I have to be careful.
You gotta zip it up.
Mum's
the word. Mum's the word here. So speaking of gifts, though, I got to tell you guys, if you use code N64Josh at manscaped.com, you're actually going to save 25% this week. So if you're looking to help somebody clean up their nethers, look no further than manscaped.com and use coupon code N64Josh, 25% off and free shipping. Incredible products. They will keep you trimmed up, smelling good. The undies they include are really nice as well. So Check it all out. Manscaped.com, coupon code N64Josh. There we go. All right.
That's amazing of you, man. That's so kind of you.
Yeah.
everybody needs that.
The extra 5% really helps. And
hey, you know?
It's Christmas time.
You can't spell Christmas without capitalism. So, if you're only listening, if you could have seen Johnny's face, you are going through it. You're like, wait a minute, what? Well, we wanted to do a Thanksgiving show early. I know some of you are like, wait a minute, two shows came out in one day because, well, I was lazy and I didn't get a show out as quickly as I would like.
Don't worry, guys. I got your back.
Yeah. Johnny harasses me every day. I don't get the shows out. Halo podcast hasn't come out yet. Press pause hasn't come out yet. So, you know, they're on YouTube. We do recommend checking them out there. But you know, it's a holiday week. If you live in the States, and so we're doing the show early. Yeah. We're going to talk. We got news and we've all been playing. Three of the four of us here have been playing Nintendo's latest release.
So I think what we have to do in honor of this is name every single Pokemon.
No.
And their type advantages and disadvantages.
I'm out.
Okay. I'm down. My new TikToks, I'm doing a daily. I'm going to start doing this daily. I'm just going,
I'm going back.
Yeah, okay. I'm going back. So I will be picking a random. Maybe I'll go in order. They're
Leaf
all in
Turtle.
Order.
Leaf
right?
Turtle was the first one, right?
They all have a. There you go.
Yeah, they have a number. Yes, yeah. They have a number.
Yeah. So we're just going
to
go.
So you got order. To the final evolution today. Was that the one? What was the final evolution of Leaf Turtle, of Turtwig, or whatever his name is?
Oh, the final evolution of that was a Flat Earth Turtle.
Okay, but that's the same Pokemon like that's like giant and massive at the end of Detective Pikachu, right?
Yeah, but that's because it's modified. But
those are mutated.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But those were the same.
I gotta watch that again because I don't even remember.
Yeah, that's where they were like the mountains moved, and it was those giant.
Okay.
We got off track. Let's get back on track to pressuring Cheesy to play some Pokemon.
Okay.
Cheesy, yes. Hold it up, because I know it's in the room. Hold it up. Now you got to break the seal.
Oh, the plastic's still on.
You gotta break the seal. The seal is still on.
We're doing it?
Get a knife out. Just...
It's gonna happen.
ASMR. You gotta put it to the mic.
Yeah, so we can hear the plastic. Some ASMR going.
It's gonna take forever. I don't have any like
anything cheese or
just bite it. We believe in you. You know, you got this.
Which one?
By the end of the episode, it will be open. No, I kind of figured that I would just be playing it during the holidays and just. You know, after everybody is done talking and hanging out, like that's the perfect time to just chill and just zone and play some Pokemon.
So you get to play the part of the person that's on the fence about this game right now. You've already asked us some questions. Ask some more questions. Maybe there are people listening to this right now that are like, I mean, I've had people in my chat. Should I get Sword or should I get this? Mm-hmm. Should I get the... So... What are some questions?
Misspoke. I thought you just forgot what ones came out, but I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
This, I mean, Shining Pearl and Brilliant Diamond.
Okay. All right. So, how do you feel? Like, does it hold up? Is it exceeding your expectations, or if you had expectations of it being a remake Pokemon game for Switch?
I don't think any of us played this gen, correct?
Yeah,
I played it.
I realized I have no expectations for anything in life anymore, so everything brings me joy now.
That's the way you should live. No expectations, because you'll only be disappointed.
I don't know. Right. Does Halo bring you joy right now?
This is a Nintendo show, sir.
there are things that bring me joy in Halo, but there's other things that, yeah.
I'm glad that Pokemon is also out.
Yeah, it's a good compliment. Way to break it up. Yeah.
Also,
it has me excited to go play Shin Megami Tensei when I'm done with this as well.
So it's a Pokemon game.
You get sick
big bells and whistles, like
six pocket monsters, and you fight them.
Yep. You get eight badges. You do the Elite Four and you fight the champion. But like, it is a nostalgia kick because it's that chibi art style top down. And if you have a fond memory of Diamond and Pearl, then it'll probably be a feel good game for you.
Johnny got bodied by the game last night too in the underground.
Oh my god!
I was watching it.
I got whited out. I whited out in the underground.
Okay, is the underground not like this kind of super
the underground's new.
Cool lure that like I can't wait to go back
new.
To?
The underground is new. The underground is new.
It felt like the wild area. The way stuff it was just like walking around. You could probably see shinies, I'm guessing. Maybe? No? Still the same deal?
Encounter. It's like the same thing as...
I see, okay. Still not like Let's Go, then, where you can see the shinies walking around.
You can increase your shiny chance by finding the Diglets. There's 40 Diglets in the underground. And that's not even a spoiler, because there's like a counter as soon as you go under. But...
Well, and I heard something, the shiny badge got nerfed or whatever in this game. As I have no idea...
No, I don't know
what that means. I just see angry Pokemon Twitter occasionally.
All I know is I tried to shiny hunt a starter, and that is don't do it. Just don't.
That's a lot of resetting. That's a lot of resetting in the game.
Yeah, and you can't. It's not like right when you pick the Pokemon. There's a cutscene that you have to do every single time, and it's just
Shout out to Leprechaun, who got the shiny. Fire monkey took him 12
nice,
hours.
GGs. That's actually a lot shorter than I was expecting.
12 hours.
These people are still trying to get it, and the game's been out for a week. Even a week.
I don't know. But to kind of go back to Cheesy's question, like one of the things that's drawing me in the most with this game is the art style. I feel like I'm playing a modern Super Nintendo game. That's really what it feels like. Like it was very similar feeling with like Octopath Traveler. but that of course
in Link's Awakening, I think it has
and
that
Link's
weird,
Awakening
has that
too.
Blur yep. on it.
Yes. Is that... What's weird is it's clearer on the OLED than it is on the big screen, which I thought was weird.
It blows it out a little bit. I can understand that.
But yeah, this is a really good game for an OLED if you want to play in handheld.
Yeah, it just that kind of that almost that washed outness to it, right? Like, and of course, a non OLED screen, you're going to have more of that. But it just it was almost jarring. No other game that I've bounced between my OLED and my monitor have I been like, yo, these actually look different. Like this looks better on the handheld for sure. So, you know, and I know that's been the case with a few games, but the art style for me has definitely been a huge factor. I like it better than Sword and Shield. I feel like Sword and Shield was a weird in between. Like they didn't quite know where to take it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. People complained about Sword and Shield's art and then they complained that it wasn't the same art for this remake. The art style for the remakes was something that really was like calling to me. I think that it's just kind of my style. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember the story of Pearl or Diamond, but I guess does it still feel like addicting, or it just like it keeps you wanting to play more, even though like. Again, it's the same, you know, kind of game that we've
You're
always
a child pushed out on. Into this world too young.
Exactly.
And you gotta catch them all. I mean, that's all I know.
Your
about.
Dad left for milk and hasn't come back.
Yeah. Your dad's always gone.
Absentee father game.
It's very strange. I don't really enjoy the battling mechanics, right? But I enjoy
you don't
the exploration.
Understand the matchups too much, right?
Well, not even that. As I'm learning them still, I'm just like, oh, I've got to walk through this area and they're going to look at me and then they're going to want to fight. Right. And it was like, it's like walking down the hall in middle school where you're just like, ah, great. The eighth grader made eye contact.
And then you just
with me.
Body them because now, you're like now we six levels over.
I was gonna say, like
when Josh was fighting third graders in the eighth grade.
Well, like right now, I have we all three got gifted all the starter. Like we had our starter plus we got our two missing starters. I have like an Onyx, electric cat something. I don't know what it's called, and then
Luxray.
Sure,
and I was really expecting him to turn into like. Like a depressed lion, but he looks more like a Dragon Ball guy.
Yeah, like he looks a lion. He looks like
and then I have
with big ears.
Like the first Pokemon I caught, like the bird. I don't know what it is, but yeah,
Starly.
Like
and then it goes in the.
I haven't changed anybody like since I got the other starters, and it's like there's no. I need probably a psychic Pokemon. Like that's. Something I probably need. Do you have an Alakazam already?
Yeah, I got Alakazam because same person that hooked me up with the starters.
Shout out to Antoine.
Shout out to Antoine. Hooked me up with the trade evolution where I traded him my Kadabra.
You have to trade
my
Abra. So Abra becomes
Kadabra,
and then you have to trade Kadabra to get Alakazam, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. I had no idea. That's pretty cool. I think what's keeping me going, honestly, is the lure of Endgame. I'm excited to explore the underground with high level stuff. I'm also excited to explore the underground with quick balls. I'm excited to complete the Pokedex.
You need to get those quick balls. You got to put the Manscaped thing up again.
By the game.
You're excited to message the Discord to be like, hey, I need... all of these Pokemon, can you send me them?
Somebody may have given me the entire Pokedex for Sword. Okay, that may have happened. That may have happened. Antoine, thank you. I think Carpet helped out a little bit too. So
hey, you know, it's a strat. It's a strat. Streamer perks, it's a strat.
Yeah. Well,
I did it
But too. If you guys have seen the clips where I accidentally throw my Master Ball... at a Diglett.
Yeah. How fast did you quit that game?
And
it's on you, man.
Lost
on you.
Chat lost it.
I think I was in there chatting with you and I'm like, do you know what you just threw?
It's a pretty purple ball. I don't know.
Yeah.
So do you think that playing these remakes is going to help you appreciate Legends when it comes out? Or do you think that that's not really going to matter?
Oh, it's definitely pumped my hype level. Like, it's got my hype level to the point that, like, I want to do a few deep dives into the, like, the trailers and stuff of the new game. And, you know, see, like, I feel like I'm going in completely blind because I was kind of like, I was in that weird rut with Nintendo stuff when all that stuff was getting announced. And now I'm like, ooh, this is kind of like getting another direct almost. Cause I want to pick it apart and see what's there.
And it helps that it's the same region. So you're going to start, maybe it's going to be a long time ago, but you're going to recognize maybe some physical landmarks. And, I mean, I'll probably end up picking up, what is it, Acrius? Isn't that what it's
Arceus?
Called?
Arceus, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I was thinking about it today while I was running around in this one, you know. Again, for me, I feel like I just want to get to endgame. I want to start collecting them all. And that's something I've never really done before. All I've ever done with past Pokemon games is just beat the champion and move to the next game.
You want to be the very best, like no one ever was.
Exactly, that's my goal this time around. So,
to catch them is your true quest. To train them is your cause. Is that what it is?
That's it. Yeah, I mean you hit the nail on the head.
Nailed it. Copyright DMCA.
But yeah, you know, like it. Everything about it feels like it should, right? I don't think I've ever enjoyed just the constant battling in Pokemon. I don't think that's not what I'm there for. I don't really care about the story.
I mash A a lot.
I've been doing the same thing.
And then when I'm talking to somebody and I initiate the conversation again, and then I start mashing B so that I get out of the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I should probably actually go talk to this person because it probably moves the story along. And then sure enough, you know, so then I'm like trying to pick and choose which ones I should talk to because I'm like, I don't want to talk to that many of you. I just want to get to the next gym. Right.
You can turn on fast text, by the way.
Oh, that's pro tip then.
You're the furthest along out of the three of us.
How surprised? You didn't even think I started shocked. The game, Crawler. You were in Discord like he hasn't even started. I was like, little do you know. And then I could tell
you went scrambling into your stream last night. You already had a badge. I'm like, man, you got a badge? Jeez.
Well, here's one of the things I did is I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stream this game, but I'm going to play it when I play it. Like, I'm not going to just stream the whole thing because I don't think anybody really cares about that necessarily, right? This is a game that a lot of people have already played through. They don't have to worry about spoilers and that kind of thing. And it's been cool just seeing a lot of Pokemon fans come into chat and talk about the stuff that they're passionate about. And again, some people ask
you trigger them by naming their favorite Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Bad names.
For sure. So Cheesy, after our 20 minute talk here, how do you feel about your purchase? Are you going to open it?
Yeah, we already made him open it.
Yeah, I'm going to open it. I don't know. I mean, it still doesn't like, I'm not excited to play it, but I know that once I just like chill out and just, you know, start playing, it'll be like, you know, the old days where you just start collecting Pokemon and you feel like a kid, you're going on this journey. So yeah, I'm sure it will be what I expect it to be. I think I'm just hoping it's a little more, but we'll get that with Legends.
The underground for me is very intriguing. Like I'm excited to go and explore there.
I don't really know too much about the underground. So
you get down there at first and you get bodied. So you're like, well, I know I'm coming back later. And then you see how big it is and how much you have to explore.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
And there seems to be different biomes down there and different types of Pokemon.
Is that dependent on where you like go down at? Like,
I don't know. I'm assuming, is that going to be able to be a fast travel kind of thing?
I don't know. That's what's intriguing about it. It's like, this is definitely new. And I don't know. There was just something about, like I said, the art style plus dropping down there, and then you get to see the map. And when you see that map, you're like, yo, this is like, I feel like I'm going to be exploring as much down here as I did in the entire main game, you know? So,
and you get to build a base.
That I didn't even know that. Did they say that in the chat? Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
You can build a base.
If they mentioned that in the story, I wasn't paying attention. So
it's also in the trailer.
I think you could build a base in the original game.
Oh,
I might be wrong.
That's cool. Huh, interesting.
But in some of them you could. There's like secret bases. I just don't know if it was in Gen 4.
I see. Well, there you go. By the next time you hear from Cheesy, he's going to have all the badges. He'll be further than all of us.
Yeah, he's going to be addicted. Like, he's going to not even show up. He'll be like, guys, yeah. I got to complete my decks.
Yeah. I miss Thanksgiving. I'm all in on Pokemon now. I've stopped talking about Splatoon on TikTok. Like,
all the Splatoon stuff is going to be torn down behind him.
Yep.
Yeah. All it's all going to be new Pokemon lore. Just going.
He's going to paint he's going to paint all the Pokemon himself.
I like it. Well, moving right along, Mario Golf just surprise update today, 4.0. And it brings a plethora of goodies, including added playable characters Wiggler, which I jumped in while I was on stream just to check it out. It looks
ridiculous.
Wiggler?
Yes.
Yes, it does. It really does. It really does. So when he uses his special shot or is attacked, he will become enraged and power up for a certain amount of time. So that's awesome that they stuck to the lore.
He'd be a good speed golfer.
I wish it co-opted with Waluigi and like
you could ride him.
Yeah, you could ride him.
I don't get him out of here. Why is he here? Why is he here? Another playable character is Shy Guy. So, you know, of course, got to get some Shy Guy love. He can come hang out with Ninji a little bit.
Still no Diddy Kong.
Diddy's trapped in Smash. And the Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze game. But then we got Shelltop Sanctuary as a course. And let's see. Added the full course. Shelltop Sanctuary made entirely of short holes. So it's par 3. And so just
New Donk.
Speaking of par 3s, you guys want to talk about what happened on Saturday night?
Oh, and how I kicked everyone's butt? Is that what you're talking about?
Dude, I mean, so if you get a bogey on every hole, right? Well, yeah, so that's the game mode.
The point of it is to get the score, right?
Yeah, that's what you're going for.
High score. Yeah, that's what I did. And so
I have clips of Cheesy just hitting the ball back and forth over the green.
that course is super annoying sometimes. Like if you don't get it on the green, it will just bounce.
Did you guys play baby mode New Donk or did you play like
challenge mode, the pro?
Yeah, we did the pro. We did the pro and I hit two hole in ones.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, not back to back. I think it was one between, but and it was just great because they were just like, the best was just Johnny going, "What?" And then again. That was definitely the highlight there. So, but I mean, the All-Star Summit is the other map that looks very Nintendo, right? Like
an actual Mario golf course. Like,
yeah.
Thank God.
And so you're actually playing on Mario, Rosalina, Peach.
Wait, that's not the Target Golf thing?
A superstar. No, like it's a course.
It's a full-on course. Yeah, and I believe they're not just par 3. So and it also puts like the Mario bricks throughout. So like you can hit them, collect coins, stuff like that. So, and it says get on top of the clouds found on the course to travel to opposite banks to acquire star coins to fully charge your energy. So they've hidden some cool stuff in this one. And I love the way the art style or just the way they lay it out where it's like anything that would be like white is your bunkers. Right. And then they just did a really good job with the with it. So I'm excited to play that one some more. And then they added new mode Target Golf. And one on one putt, which that's pretty fun.
Is that like a chip and putt? Is that what that is?
More or less, yeah. It's like it's been added to solo score challenge mode, where you must hit the green on the first swing and then putt into the cup the second swing. The first shot must be on the green and the second shot must be in the cup. So, and you can play this mode on New Donk City and Shell Top Sanctuary. So, kind of fun. And then some game balance adjustments. Change the amount of energy gauge recovered when obtaining coins from 1% to 4%. So that means you can move a little faster, I think. Adjust the number of coins that drop around you when you're attacked. When attacking another player with special dash, the coins dropped by the opponent will now be automatically collected. Stamina consumption when dashing with the B button has been reduced. When stamina is completely depleted, the B button is being held down after a fixed amount of time, stamina will recover and the player can start dashing again, even if the button is continuously held down. CPUs now aim to collect the coins and the hearts on the course. Aim more to collect the coins and the hearts on the course than before. And CPUs now aim special shots and special dash shots at other players more than before. So, and then just says some general stuff. Medals are now displayed on the main menu, which allows you to check your completion of challenges and achievements. A guide explaining how to play will now display every time you start using motion controls. Spin will no longer be added after pin shots and flag shots. Oh, interesting. That's kind of nice, though, because I mean, mm-hmm. that can be a little frustrating where you're like, you hit right next to the hole. And then the ball just takes off.
Where's the spin shot when you hit the pin where it just spirals right down?
Right. Yeah, those were always fun. Adjusted the positioning of some of the garbage cans and benches in New Donk City. Fixed an issue where Wario's special dash would sometimes hit an invisible wall above other players while going airborne. And fixed additional issues to improve playability and game balance. So there you go. This kind of came out of nowhere.
Sizable update.
It's a sizable update. The
last free update
there it is.
For Mario Golf Super Rush.
So, Crawler, you were like, oh, that means Nintendo's like, wash our hands, we're done with this. Is that what you're thinking?
I mean, let's look at the history. We haven't heard much from Aces since we stopped getting free characters. We haven't heard... We did have a paid DLC for Splatoon, but like they even cut off just doing monthly Splatfests after what, a year, two years probably.
Yeah, it was 2 years.
Yeah.
And then, well, I mean, they've done a random. Didn't they do a random like surprise one?
After they've done they like said, a couple.
Yeah, there was like three like returning Splatfests that they did.
I mean, we haven't seen what will come of paid DLC outside of stuff for AC right now. Like we had the one that was included with the.
They also called that non-paid the non-paid update the last free
update
content update. So we could get some paid DLC.
I think they've gone on to say too that they're not. Doing yeah. any more DLC for that game at all.
So, I mean, that's why I mean, that's just Nintendo speak for we're done updating this game.
I'm thinking that it will be more content for the expansion pack.
Yeah. I mean, I wish Super Rush would get World Tour type challenges to do. Asynchronous tournaments, like a few more courses, like let's bring in some of the World Tour courses or something. I'm glad that some of these new courses have had some life in them, but the shipped four or five courses, whatever it was with Super Rush, was they were bad courses. They weren't fun. They were like
except for the wind ones.
The wind ones suck.
Yeah, the wind ones are annoying. The Bowser course. I like the Bowser course.
That's a big question.
But where's the ice version of that versus the fire? Like they have these assets that they're not using, and then none of them. That was the only one that felt somewhat Mario Golf-ish, and then the others felt like they were trying to be Everybody Golf or PGA Tour crossed with Mario Golf type antics in it a little bit, but it wasn't fun in that regard, because there weren't. I enjoyed the on World Tour. There's some courses out there that if you hit it into the right DK barrel, you can get an albatross in like one shot on a par five. Like, there's some cool stuff that they have in there. Make it feel like Mario Golf.
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, because I've never quite understood the sentiment, because I'm like, I've played Mario Golf games since they've launched. They've all had similar courses. This game probably has more Nintendo stuff than any of the past ones, but the challenge stuff in World Tour is just, there's Nintendo theme stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's and the items you could have on your character.
Right. Like, yeah. 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 So, and even this game, like in the adventure mode, like where you can get like a driver that has a, looks like a turtle shell. Like, where is all this cool stuff? Like, yeah. In World Tour, you had so many cool, you had outfits based on the 64 and the Super Nintendo, right? Like,
you were too worried about trying to balance it for some online obscure thing that not a lot of people are playing even. And their ranked mode sucks too. It's three holes, and it's just knowing when to pull the trigger on your special move and screw everybody else over, and it's not fun.
It has sold almost 2 million copies. Tennis, 3 million.
I think golf is a better game than tennis. The story, you were talking about this on stream today, the story in tennis is a little bit better. Mm-hmm. It
added story post launch to tennis.
Did they?
Yeah. There was like a whole separate section that they added.
I don't know if I did that then. Maybe I did.
I'd have to go look myself.
But I mean, they did add some fun like challenges stuff, like more like the mirror hitting the mm-hmm. ball back kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they did add some of like the party game quote unquote stuff to mm-hmm. basic multiplayer. They added the ability to change grass or clay or hard surface courts, right, which was nice. I mean, they made some improvements, but that game so quickly became a ghost town on online play, and it was filled. If you were playing, you were playing with super tryhards that like just knew what they were doing and would just beat the crap out of you. And half the time you were just sitting waiting to play a tournament, and there's really no reason
to play online. There's no rewards.
Well, they had those rewards for a little bit, but even that was just a color swap of a Yoshi or like a different outfit or something like that.
We didn't mention you get the new ranked rewards in this Mario Golf. I think they had the different palette swaps of Yoshi the first time. Now you have the different palette swaps of Koopa.
And Shy Guy's now in the mix.
Yeah, so that will be next season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the biggest miss with golf is the lack of the tournament that was in World Tour, where you could get in with everybody was playing these weekly tournaments, right?
And it was asynchronous. You didn't have to play it all at the same time.
You just had to play 18 holes throughout the week.
Yeah. We had early on in the podcast, it was like we had people playing every week. It was like, yo, here's the NPC tournament. And everybody, like a lot of people were golfing, you know, it was a lot of fun. So yeah, when we played on Saturday night though, we had a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was super, super fun. It was feeling more complete. This feels like the icing on the cake. If there is a whole full on paid DLC for this game, I'm all about it. Like, keep adding more to this, make it, you know, but it's also like, it's one of those things. It's like they announced the season pass for World Tour when they launched the game. Mm-hmm. This game keeps dropping these updates at these obscure times. And it's like
randomly. Yeah.
Like, are that many people?
I think World Tour was one of the first games that they ever supported DLC.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it was their first season pass, I think, unless it was Mario Kart 8. They were right around the same time. So,
and I mean, it was good content. Like, even I bought the DLC for that right before Star Tour came out. Like, it was World Tour is still a better game than this is. Like, if you have a 3DS and you want to play a good golf game, like, that's arguably the better golf game to go pick up.
Unless you're wanting to play it like a more traditional golf game, like this one is, there's not nearly as many courses. It's just an interesting...
Or the gimmicks of like super backspin, like the super backspin, or the right. crazy stuff that you can mix. Yeah. I haven't even played Battle... Have any of you played Battle Golf?
Nope.
We're trying to. No. I did it once.
Like, it was this mode that they touted, and then the reviews of it I heard were like, you just learn how to play it once, and that's you can just beat the crap out of the CPU, and you can play. Like, we have four of us, we should probably try it out, but like, is it that much fun? It's like maybe a 2 or 3 minute mode. Like, that's what I heard.
Yeah, it's super quick. And then once you do it, because then people get their own, you know, they have their own little strategy, and they just keep doing that over and over again. So
it makes me wonder if Camelot is always doing studies, if people like traditional sports games, or if they want some Mario wackiness in it, because I just don't really feel like even Aces had that. It had it probably a little more than Super Rush, but they just don't feel like they are Mario Party fun. Like, I can think of times where older sports games, I would just play by myself. And maybe that's because like online wasn't really a thing, so you had to have friends come over and play with you. But these are games that I don't even want to play just by myself. They're fun for multiplayer. Like when we played the other night, that's the way I want to play. But they just don't hold my attention the way I wish they would, especially with this new Mario course that they have. That's really cool. And then they just do the rest, like, okay, here's your grass level, here's your desert level, your snow level. It's like courses that are already expected to be in the game, but nothing that's like, oh, whoa, this is really cool that they did this time around, you know?
Yeah, they leaned heavy into the speed golf, right? It's called Speed Rush, and the speed golf ultimately, like, I don't want to run around to get to my ball. Like, it's just not that enjoyable. Like, I just want to. I mean, personally, maybe some people really like that aspect,
especially on that wind course. I don't want to run.
Although, with all the freaking mountains cliffs everywhere,
I just hope with the history that we've seen now with Aces and golf, I just hope that they don't. I'm worried for Chargers or Strikers.
I would assume. I mean, if they are doing a Strikers or a Sluggers or something like that, that's not going to be Camelot. It never has been. Strikers was.
But somebody at Nintendo is signing off on this and being like, "Yeah, this is." I mean,
but I also think Camelot. I don't know Camelot. They're. Releases have been kind of deteriorating. I don't know. They're just kind of subpar.
The thing for me, Aces is like, I think Aces is phenomenal. It's some of the most fun. Like the four of us finally sit down and play, you guys will understand. Crawler's been there. You laugh so hard doing doubles.
Yeah. Serve the ball. Serve the ball.
Crawler is just sitting there waiting for somebody else to serve. And it was his serve. When you hit your teammate in the back of the head with a tennis ball, like, it's hilarious.
You can do that on 64, though. We found that out when we were playing on 64.
Right, like, for sure.
I mean, where these games shine is multiplayer. I mean, it's same with like with Mario Party and I would argue the majority of Nintendo games. Like, if you're they're not like even Splatoon. Like, they're just more fun when you play with other people.
I'm going to ask a question that I'm honestly afraid to ask, but do you guys think, and we're experiencing it like very much right now with Halo and the whole battle pass thing and the ability to unlock stuff. Like, I'm not necessarily saying that golf should have had a battle pass, right? That's not my point here, but I don't feel like there's enough carrot on the stick. Like, if I'm going to play something single player, I want to be unlocking a bunch of cool things so that when I go online, it's like, oh, whoa, you spent the time doing that. Whereas, well, like,
because there was so much to unlock in World Tour. I have not come anywhere close to unlocking all that stuff. And there was a ton. There was the NES shirt, NES gloves. I mean, I don't know. So I'm going to turn this back on you real quick, Josh, and then we'll go back to it. But like, you've been championing like a free to play model of Mario Kart 9 after seeing how royally up like Bungie has like, or not Bungie, 343 has implemented this battle pass with what is kind of, we were talking about before we started the podcast, like stuff that we had in Halo 2 and Halo 3 with customization of your Spartan. And now it's just this little tiny carrot on a stick. Like you get a left shoulder and then you get a visor and you get like it, and it's predetermined colors variations on your armor coating. And it's locked onto different armors that you can't necessarily pick and choose what stuff goes on where. So depending on the core. Yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Do you want to rethink your desire for a free to play Mario Party or Mario Kart kind of experience after seeing in a set universe that doesn't have, because I think what makes Fortnite so unique in this aspect is they've been able to pull in stuff Smash style from other franchises. They have Master Chief. They have Ryan Reynolds from New Guy. They have Ryan Reynolds as
Free Guy.
Yeah,
as, New Guy is the guy. New season of the spinoff from New Girl.
No, it's one with
they have Deadpool. They have Wolverine. They have had all the Marvel characters. They have Star Wars characters. We're getting Boba Fett here on Christmas. They have Mandalorian. They have so much from just everything, and you become that character in Fortnite. They have Rick and Morty. They have all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
and if you're in universe, which we talked about, we're gonna get more into this later this week with Halo, the Halo podcast, but like, lean into that in multiplayer, because like, detach it from the Halo quote unquote canon and just open it up to more craziness. Have Doom Guy, have other stuff. But like, would you want to see Diddy Kong Racing incorporated into this? Would you want to see more Zelda stuff if you were to do that? Like, because I feel like it would suffer if it was just free to play.
I mean, Mario free to play Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want
Mario
that.
Kart Tour where you have 20 different Mario
skins of Mario. Yeah.
Yeah. And the gacha mechanic. So
no, I don't want the gacha mechanic, but I don't mind the if that's what changes up the meta, so we don't have to see nothing but wigglers, but we're all playing with the same cart. I'm all about it. If I can look like an 8-bit Mario while somebody else looks like the Mario from Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, or you know, whoever they want to be, like, and it's just different. I mean, they don't have to just go, oh, let's do 19 different Marios. Just give them a costume. Like, do like they do in Odyssey, where you just go and pick your different costume that you want to wear.
Or Mario Kart Live.
Mario Kart Live, exactly. Where you just unlock, like, Astronaut Mario. Like, I have a hilarious video where I drove right into my dog and she started to lick herself. Like, and then Mario's like, oh, he turns his head when you back up. You know, like, it's hilarious. But
they just updated Mario Kart Live.
That thing's cheap this week. I might actually pick up one.
You should do it. The thing is, Nintendo has that rich history to pull from. They did it with World Tour. They gave us 64 shirts and Super Nintendo shirts and NES shirts and hats that matched. Like, they leaned into everything that Nintendo fans love about Nintendo, the history, and brought it forward. And they can do that with these other franchises and make them great. Like, but it's like, I almost feel as if Aces and Super Rush would have been better as a Mario, as a tennis golf game combined. And neither of them had a story mode.
What was on 3DS? Wasn't there like Mario's?
Yeah. Mario Sports All-Stars.
Yeah. Horse racing and
it had amiibo cards you could use. I have a handful of them. Like,
the art for that game is beautiful. Like, there's like the key art for that.
Yeah, and it's tennis, it's golf, it's soccer, it's baseball, and horseback riding. Like it's a stellar package.
We need a remaster.
We need NES Remix too before we get that probably.
But I feel like these added on stories are not the games that they gave us on Game Boy back in the day that were like full on RPG. Like RPGs where you leveled up. These are more just kind of like they feel a little bit like afterthoughts.
They're like summer filler.
Yeah. I mean this last game you can make your Mii outdrive everybody if you put in the time, but they also don't have a fast travel system. The courses aren't even full 18 holes unless you're playing like the last course then you're just playing the same thing over and over again. And yeah, it didn't have like you had skill points to put in, but it was like three categories. It was your ball control, your power, your like speed that you could run. And that was it. It didn't have that multiple aspects, like especially even that you had in World Tour. You had like spin and you had drive distance and you had putting and you had like
your fade and your
draw,
all that stuff. And it's one of those things that's like I think as fans we see the potential of what it could be, and it's just hard to understand how they this seems like a really full package now with all these extra courses, but man, I still want to, that stuff I was getting in the story where my driver looked like a Koopa shell. Why can't I pick from these different sets of clubs from Mario? Like I want a Bullet Bill themed golf bag with all the drivers looking like Bullet Bill and a super, like I honestly, I do a little bit of golfing and I'm like, if one of these cryptos totally hits, I'm going to have custom golf clubs done that look like that. Just like that. Like, the Koopa shell. I mean, I got a Koopa shell football right here. Like, can you imagine this as a driver? Like that thing would be sweet. So I don't know. It's just, I hope this doesn't come across as just like, oh, we're just bashing on it. It's like, we want these things to be great. Like I want to see both Aces and Golf selling 6 million copies, 10 million copies because they're so much fun and they've done so much to add so much endgame. Like I remember playing golf for quite a while on 3DS and people were still, they're probably still doing those tournaments. They've probably gone back and are still doing them just because it was like, again, it was another draw. You get your name in the leaderboard, that social, that little bit of social interaction. Yeah. And it's fun. And they just went away from it. And it's, they had it in Aces. They had tournaments in there. So it kind builds of this expectation. Well, I mean, your main online game was tournaments, right?
Like, yeah. But they didn't have
the asynchronous, like you could, no, set up, but
you had tournament. you had a ranking that people could see them.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying. It wasn't like, yo, let's do an NPC tournament and everybody in chat jump in if you want to play. No, they left that out.
And golf is such an easy thing to have the asynchronous thing going because it's a solo thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's some things that they missed. I'm glad they're still supporting it. I hope the DLC is something that's free with Nintendo Switch Online and it pushes more sales of the game.
Hey, we're getting golf on 64 here in a little bit. So
and that'll be fun too. That'll be fun.
We're a month into that coming out.
Yeah. When are we getting more?
There's been no update.
All right. I said a half hour. We've done 48 minutes.
I want to complain about Nintendo Switch Online and where all the games are.
No more complaining. We're very thankful. Like that's the thing. We're going to there's going to be some streams coming up where like we fire up Mario Golf and we play it for like 4 hours and it's just the four of us having fun. Like there's a ton of fun to be had.
I'll have to check my schedule.
I know you will. I know. But then I think we're going to do that. We should do the same with Aces or else do like a triathlon or something where we play multiple sports games. Like I think it could be fun. So, yeah. Anyway, Johnny, where can we find you?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere. Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube.
Crawler, where can we find you?
Nightcrawler724 on Twitter, Nightcrawlers without the E.
And Cheesy.
Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, Instagram, CheesyC64.
Guys, I'm N64Josh everywhere. Of course, jump into the Discord, N64Josh.com, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye now. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.